Oh, Greta. Fantastic.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good welcome.
And good greebling.
Yes, hello to wherever you are and whatever you're doing. It's us, we're back.
We're back. And you know, in some ways, we're sat huddled over. We've just been having a bit of a cup of soup, homemade cup of soup, which I suppose is a contradiction in terms. But we have had one in celebration of the fact we're, since for 5 years, we've been doing this bloody magazine since the relaunch. And what better way to start it with one of the fantastic remixes. Jill Sander makes Your Eyes Black, which is the Block Golf remix. Hot down.
We'll be back in a while.
We'll be right back.
I do hope you're all bouncing around your living rooms like we were, although I hope you're not dressed like we are, because at the moment we look like two accountants who've just realised they've missed a few decimal points.
That's right, and I'm just bringing Derby his cup of tea now. They say we've had soup, and now we're having tea. We're so excited on our fifth birthday that I've just got to walk away and turn the light off on the other end of the shed and come back again. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Right, yeah, that's in one on Plu. We'd see them on Saturday night as part of On Set and Leiden, which is a showcase of local talent. One on Plu, a duo I've been going for quite a while now, and they're one of those sort of exciting acts that sadly never really get any recognition outside of Holland, but I think they're brilliant. And in typical Intendrus fashion, we're playing a record that was commissioned by a rival magazine, Subculture, who deserve all the plaudits they get because they're a fabulous magazine in our estimation. And it's number one on Plu. It's a big booklet with lots of pretentious art.
Yeah, really, 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 really shit art.
But apart from the pencils, which I really enjoy, there's one picture of pencils which have been arranged in a certain way to...
I would have rather given us a set of pencils.
Yeah, we could have played with those.
That would have been better.
No, you're right. But
we could have drawn something better than what they've...
What they've right. done, right. But no, all credit to Subculture. They're a great, great organisation.
Yes, we like them very much.
And it's Subculture, as in culture.
So what track was that one again?
I don't know, you've got the booklet. where is it? Oh, it is Jill Sander Makes Your Eyes Black, and that's the Block Golf remix. One other remix I've noticed is the What If We Do, which is the marvellous about, Rutger. His work is always worth listening to. Right, anyway, you know what? Because we're like, you know what? We've got some cheese cubes out of the fridge, and they've got some funny little shapes on. And I'm sort of reliving my youth now, because with five, it instantly allows me to pretend it's 1989 again, so I can jump around. Oh, 1988. Let's be a bit more cool, and jump around to the sounds of dance music. And now we're going to... Can you hear this? Getting a real-time radio. I'm getting out the new Gavin Russom album, which is Black Meteorite Star. And I'm going to play you a track called Dominatron, which sounds exactly as the title suggests. All right, we'll catch you in a minute when I've eaten one of these lavash kiwi cheese cubes.
Fromage.
The number of the
Now then, there's a bit more. Well, I don't know, I'm feeling a bit flying at present, so I don't know about Damien over there, but I seem to feel as if, you know, I've suddenly been transported back to a stage when I was young, irresponsible, and not playing with cheese cube wrappers, which I've been trying to do for the past 10 minutes, listening to that whilst nodding my head incessantly. It's a bit of Gavin Russell.
Nodding your head incessantly.
I love it.
I felt like banging my head against a brick wall then.
6 minutes of... Well, it's Detroit 1989, 1991. It's picking all those sort of...
It's a long intro.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, we've been having a good little fisticuff argument over this. Richard likes that very much.
Very much indeed. I like it very much.
I would rather have an anal prolapse than listen to that.
Well, if you want to carry on having an anal prolapse rather than eat cheese squares, you can find that on Death From Above Records. That's dfarecords.com. That's Gavin Russell. I think that's his debut. Well, it's either his debut album in his own right, or it's his second album, if you count one of his earlier albums, if that makes any sense whatsoever. Following that, so Damien stops scowling at me like some sort of recalcitrant child out of school, we're going to run forward with the Inner Banks, Songs from Disco Bay, which suddenly will...
This should placate me. Can I have some more cheese, please?
Yeah, you can.
See the horses down by the tide, see the piers and the boats at the waterside. If you settled down by the sea, do you think you'd find a way to call on me? You'll rise like a lemon tree, that's how you'll get found. Just leave it up to me, I'll carry you around. If you settled behind my eyes, could I keep it to myself for quiet times? If you live behind the sun, would you still be known to everyone? You rise like a lemon tree, that's how you'll get found. Just leave it up to me, I'll carry you. Just like you did.
Now then. Now that's better. That's making me feel much better.
Oh, I can see you calming down now. Oh, I think you've also stopped playing fiddling with those cheese tubes things, but that's another matter. You tell me about that, Alan.
Yeah. No, that was good. That was the wonderful the Inner Banks.
Uh-huh.
And there's about 407 of them in that band, I think.
Is it?
And yeah, it's the lead singer's called Caroline Schutz, and yeah, her voice is just so throaty and dreamy and really nice. I like the fact that half that song sounds like it's on one of those old tape machines that's a bit warped.
It's just warped, yeah.
It's just lovely. And really, really lovely. It's, the album is called Songs from Disco Bay. It's, I think it's their second album. Mm-hmm. And it's just beautiful. It's really,
yeah.
They're on DAG Records, but in, you know, DAG with an exclamation.
DAGRecords.com.
Yes, that's
right.
They're from Brooklyn. And yeah, please, just go out.
I think that's a really beautiful album.
Really, really.
It's something else. It's very, well, I noticed some of the blurb on the front of it. It says, an exercise in euphony, which is something else altogether. But I thought it was one of those sort of things where you expect it to be something that it's totally not, which I think was the main charm of it, really.
Yeah, and there's something quite kind of, although it's kind of nice and beautiful, there's something quite sinister in there as well.
Yeah,
I love
exactly.
it. And yeah, the artwork's, it's quite bonkers and great, and Caroline Schutz, you get top marks most week.
Right then, Damien, what we're going to listen to now then, eh?
Now, I think we've run from Brooklyn right the way over the other side of the States, and we're going to the Bay Area and San Francisco, and people who listen to our Incendiary Shedcasts have heard me ranting on about All the Whale in the past before.
That's right.
Their debut album last year I thought was fantastic. They're back with their sophomore release, and this one's eponymously named. And yeah, we're going to hear a track from that now. So
it's called Never Coming Out, which is, it's like real-time radio, everyone, real-time radio there.
Yeah. Grab your ears around this.
There you go.
Yes, that was the wonderful All the World.
All the World,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, Lindsay Garfield, you can sing me to sleep every night.
Very much. We were sitting here thinking it sounded just, a wee bit like Sunday Denny, actually, the way they
sounded. Yeah, I think that band are great. The debut album's well worth checking out as well. The guy in the band can sing as well, I must add. Yeah. But, they're on Shawnee Records, but you can find out more on www.allthewhale.com. So, go. I think that's great. And who have you got now?
Well, we're going to carry on the country theme, because this is linking into the magazine. I want to see a gig.
That's our magazine.
Oh, yeah, no, shocking, isn't it? Hey, Ray, guess what? It's our 5th anniversary. We've not mentioned our magazine yet. How classic is that? Well, it's a bit normal, I'd have thought. I went to a gig on last Saturday night, which is Old Seed and a guy called Spoolstar as well, at the marvellous Link to Kirk in Leiden, which is a bit of a communal squat. And Old Seed is a guy, Craig, from Canada, but he's living over in Germany. And he's got a record out on the local What Next label. And you can go and find all this stuff on myspace.com/Old Seed. And he put together quite a great gig, actually, because he actually even had a go at hecklers in the crowd. He had a marvellous beard. And it's your classic sort of country stuff, but there's something about the way he plays guitar which I really like, in that he has his... He's very, very clever with a delay pedal. And his lyrics are... there's something very sort of authoritarian about his lyrics, which I quite dig. This track is called Witness. And as I said, you can find out much more about Old Seed, myspace.com/Old Seed. It's 10 inch, and you get a burner with it. It's called The Terror. He's probably got a 10 inch beard, I don't know. I looked at it last time, but this is called Witness, and this is a great track.
Nothing at all.
was so beautiful. So we've now gone off and put and found some fake baits for us to sit and stroke.
Well, no, we've stopped playing with the cheese cubes, which we were playing with earlier, with the La Vache Qui Rit cheese cubes, which have some sort of amusing drawings on. We've actually stopped playing with them, such as the power of Old Seeds track there, which I would endeavour, entreat you to all check out. Again, myspace.com, Old Seeds, and it's on the What Next Collective label, which is WOTNXT, myspace.com, What Next, go and check that out, I'd say.
Yeah, that's great. And buy yourself a fake beard. And a piece of straw in your mouth. And
you like talking about Mozart, Craig.
Feel better about yourself.
You does.
Yeah. Well, moving into, I'm going to play a song now by a lady called Dawn Landers, mm-hmm. who I first saw last year supporting the marvellous Josh Ritter, and I just instantly fell in love with her. She was just really, really good. She's, she's quite quirky, but she's just really, really good. What did she remind you of? When I was at university, there was a Welsh girl in first year who I really, really fancied called...
Oh, no, Reminiscence!
Yes, no, this I think Old Seeds put me in a nostalgic mood.
I can see that.
But, this girl called Mary, and I thought she was lovely. She was a bit weird, but she was lovely. What I really liked about it was, like, colour coordination really didn't matter, because she would dress herself in ways that she just thought, because the textures were the same,
that was enough.
It would look good. Yeah. She was just so bonkers, I thought she was great. But when she would also start, like, when she was dancing in the club, she would dance to the bass line only, and just do really, so she would look like she was, like, out of time, and she wasn't dancing to a beat, but she was just in her own little head and someone else. I thought she was lovely. And in a strange way, Dawn Landers reminds me of that, because I just get the feeling that she doesn't live on the same plane as the rest of us. So, I mean, that might make you expect something a bit more outrageous than what you're going to hear, but, there's something quite quirky and really, really nice about her.
You've been on the chase cubes, haven't you?
I have. I think they've done something
to you. They've done something to you quite badly. You just turn it up.
I don't know. Maybe it's I looked into the bottom of my teacup and saw that I'm about to die. guessing it all out of the way.
Okay.
Technical difficulty.
David's trying to link into something. So,
right,
I'm not going to
try and tune into her wavelength now.
Are you going to try and tune in? Oh, are you sure? Yeah. Is it going to work? Is it on FM?
Shh, be quiet. I'm a believer,
tail high, neckline low, eyes so wide.
baby's got one eye. Oh my, baby's got one eye. Baby's got one eye. Baby's got one eye. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Texarkana, Alabama, and Texaco, Mexico, and El Fresco, and everywhere is one, everywhere. Oh my, baby's got one eye. Baby's got one eye. Baby's got one
beat them down and stop twiddling with them wires, will you?
Okay, will you get that stone cut out of me?
No, listen, you can't listen. Hang on a minute. You can hear some movement here. Okay. Oh, come on, cock. Sit on me knee. Now then, I now at present, I've got Rocky, a genuine Geordie stone cut, sit on me knee. And Rocky requires some rock and roll, because he's getting a bit worried about all this country stuff, because all of a sudden we've been eating cheese cubes, sat here listening to some rock and roll. You could accuse us of maltreating chickens in here if you're not careful.
Before you go any further, Dawn Landers, you can find out more from her. She's on V2, and you can also find her on dawnlanders.com.
That's
L-A-N-D-E-S.
Lovely, wasn't it?
Can we just have something...
What, louder?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're going to go back in time.
I need to come back down to some kind of normality, please.
Well, I said leave that beetroot alone, and we're going to look at...
I asked you to get the cat out of my way.
Oh, right.
Now you put the cat in the middle of your lap, and it's still staring at me.
Hang on.
Turn it round. Turn it round, or I'm coming home.
Oh, God. Oh, right, okay. Now,
I'm in the mood for a Beatles cover. Shall we have a Beatles cover?
We are. We're going to go back in time with the Feelies, who have just re-released their album on Domino Records. The Feelies, great band, influenced many bands such as R.E.M. back in the day. They did a great cover of Everybody's Got Something Tied Off, Except for Me and My Monkey, off their debut album, Crazy Rhythms, which came back in 1980. This is an absolutely corking cover. It's one of those sort of things you think, it's not going to work, but it does. So we'll lift the tempo with this little number now, and off we go. it.
Doesn't that make you want to just go and hit glass bottles with sticks?
With what?
With sticks.
Yeah, all right, okay, sorry. Yeah, got you. You're quite right. Oh, exciting stuff there.
Okay, right, where are you?
I think I was Richard here.
Yes, I think it was. Yeah. Right. We're from, this is the Incendiary Shedcast, and we didn't do one in August simply because there wasn't enough
really to chat about.
But this month we have so much good stuff to play. Yeah. We're going to split this into different parts again. So this, my dear friends and Incendiary Heads, this is end of part one.
Yep.
So see you shortly.
Bye.